Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I am here with Savine, and Savine, welcome back to the show. We just did a show with Matt. Yep. How you doing?
Fantastic.
So take again another minute to introduce yourself, just in case people don't know who you are.
So my name is Savine Reddy. I've been with Microsoft 19 years now, and Matt and I work on the big data team.
Yep.
And so, you know, part of the one thing I work on is making sure developers are productive with big data.
With big data, yeah.
Right, and that's one of the things that really excites
me. The whole tooling area, right?
Tooling, the language, just education even, yeah. Right? And so that's why I'm really excited to be here, because I'm going to show you something which I think you'll find actually kind of magical.
Yeah, so you and I were talking about this before we started, and you were showing me, I'm like, holy cow, that's awesome, right? So, but before we get into that, so we just did a show with Matt. We laid the foundation of the whole data lake ecosystem where, you know, the announcements around what now Azure Data Lake is, right? So what I'm going to ask of the viewer, if you haven't seen that, go watch that first.
Yes.
Before you watch this, because that'll put this in perspective.
Absolutely.
Right? All right. So you're going to show us what today?
I'm going to show you a couple of things, but primarily I'm going to show you how we're helping make big data easy.
Okay.
Right? So I'm going to take a look at an actual job that ran in the data lake.
Okay.
And I'm going to show you the language a little bit, point out some things, and then I'm going to show you the key thing people are excited about, which is how we've made it much easier to debug and optimize for performance at massive scales.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay.
Now, let's put this in perspective, because in the last episode, we kind of talked about we had the Azure Data Lake store, then on top of that, we had the analytical pieces, right? And anywhere we've talked about how we can run a job within that, right? And this is what we're going to be looking at today, correct?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Cool.
So let me just set it up. This what you're looking at is a job, and I'm going to just move this window out a little bit. So, and this is in Visual Studio. It says Data Lake here. That's actually our tooling. It's called Data Lake Tools for Visual Studio.
Now that's installed with the Azure SDK, correct?
Yes, it comes with the Azure SDK. Now let me just pull this window out here because I want to just make sure I've maximized screen space. Oops, not doing a good job. And there we go. There we go. Now you can see the full job.
Okay.
And again, this is a real job. I'll just teach you a couple of things, talk about it a little bit. This is a job, we use Data Lake to analyze Data Lake, right? So this job is called...
eating our own dog food type of thing.
We're very into dog food. And this is a relatively small job, as all things considered, right? It only read about 1.5 terabytes of data.
Okay.
So tiny. But it's called Data Lake Audit Log, because we use Data Lake to process its own audit logs.
Okay.
Now, let's just take a look at the job at the top here. And it went through several phases. And it's all green, which means the job ran and everything is successful.
Okay.
So the job ran great. The person who submitted the job, it was submitted by a system, actually, like a machine.
Okay.
It took about 3.4 hours of waiting time to get the job done.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And let's just scroll down here and reveal some other things. Notice this number here called parallelism.
Yep.
It's at 10.
Okay.
The user, or the submitter, chose how much parallelism to allocate for the job. Hmm. He could type in essentially any number, 1 or 100 or whatever, right?
Okay.
But that's essentially driving how much he's going to pay for parallelism.
Okay.
Okay.
Does that equate to how many nodes I have in the background?
Or? Exactly. We reserve that many nodes. And it doesn't take you 10 minutes to get those nodes. We allocate them like that.
Yep.
Because we have a whole bunch of them, as it turns out.
Right.
Let me scroll a little bit down here. This job is small. It only read, I'm sorry, there's so many commas here.
Yeah.
But this is one.
Bringing out the fingers, doing the math. Wait a minute.
I always have to count, actually.
Yeah.
So it's 1.49 terabytes.
Okay.
Okay. What would be a normal job would be 100 terabytes.
Okay.
A big job would be, I don't know, 500 terabytes. And a really big one would be in the petabyte scale.
Okay.
Right. I've run many jobs like that.
Okay.
And it wrote almost the same amount out. So it's kind of reading and writing a lot.
Okay.
And finally, you'll notice, it says, and I'm calling vertexes.
Okay.
Right? Now, vertexes are quite interesting because vertexes says, if you thought abstractly about this job, how much total work it did, when it was compiled, the compiler sort of, or in the optimizer, break it apart and say, well, we think it's about 1,812 distinct pieces of work.
Hmm.
Okay? And what you did by saying parallelism here, 10, is like, look, try to do 10 of them at a time.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
There's 1,812 pieces of work, but do 10 at a time.
If you can.
Yeah.
It's not always possible, but allocate that much.
Right.
Right? And you could dial it up more or less.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
Just as an example, the person who wrote this job, I found it. And I noticed the time was 22 hours.
Right.
And I said, hey, you know what? I noticed your parallelism was set to 1. And I used a tool in here, and I said, why don't you just try saying it to 10? I think you'll get it in around 15 minutes. and or a few hours actually,
right.
And it got down to 3.4 hours.
Okay,
and it can even get better. But that's how you actually think about parallelism. You can actually dial the number up, and the job will go faster if possible.
Yeah, it's a standard Azure feature, right? If I need more nodes, I move the slider up. But if
that's
I
right.
need more, right?
You got the nodes at that second.
Yep.
And they disappeared when the job is done.
Yeah,
you just paid for the time it was used.
Yep.
Let's take a look at the job. I have to scroll down here and look at the script. This is a real USQL script that's being loaded. In a second. Oops, I think I have to minimize this a little bit.
Yeah,
there we go. Just waiting for the... Oops, let me dock it back. There we go. It's behind the window. Oops. I'm going to have to dock this to see that correctly. Okay, there we go. There's that script.
Okay.
A couple of things to notice. First of all, we always talk about USQL
yeah.
as working really well with .NET.
Yeah.
Well, you actually see someone put some C# code in this this library here on the reference assembly.
Yeah.
So it's just normal C# code. There's nothing special about it.
Yeah.
He can use that code in the middle of USQL.
That's good. It's, yep.
And you can see that this, if I scroll down here, I'm going to show you some other things. We're reading from this file. This from is a text file in the data lake store.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
And we're actually reading with it with a special piece of code that extracts the data. Right. That's in that DLL.
Right.
Right. And let me scroll down a little bit more. And you can see that down here, oops, let me just show a little bit more. There's actually we didn't just use this extraction code. We're actually caught where we have this where condition,
mm-hmm.
just like in SQL. And this piece of code, again, comes from that DLL.
Yeah.
Right? In fact,
interesting.
What's really interesting here is that where it says where,
yeah.
that's really a full C# expression. It's just C# in the middle of SQL.
Right.
Right? And it's really powerful.
Interesting.
Now what's doubly interesting is, you know, sometimes you get a script
yeah.
and you didn't write it. So you have to kind of debug it and think about
right.
it, right?
What are you doing here?
Sometimes you just need some extra help sort of seeing it. So we have an analysis tool. Sort of lays out the data flow. It helps you understand.
Oh,
and you're like, oh, maybe I saw a column. Where did this column come from? Let's see the schema. Oh, now the schemas are there. You can see how it flows through the script.
Yeah.
And maybe you're like,
that is beautiful.
Where, you know, I know I'm doing some joins.
Right.
Right. Where are my join conditions? Oh, look there. On the left outer join, that's the actual condition. Was I doing any filtering? Okay, there's my where.
My workload.
Really helps you sort of think about the script. So this is tooling is pretty good. Okay, so let me now go back to the script and just say one final thing.
Okay.
Nothing in here talked about clusters.
Yep.
The word parallelism isn't in here. It's when you create a new job, you submit it.
Right.
So this is a completely logical description of what you do when to process data.
Right.
It's infrastructure independent. You leave the parallelization infrastructure to us.
Yeah.
Just tell us how much you're willing to pay.
We'll take care of it for you.
We'll take care of it.
You just
right?
run the job,
yeah.
we'll take, yeah.
Okay, so we call this the logical plan.
Okay.
Right. So let me close it. We'll go back to this thing. Because you saw this funny diagram here.
Yeah.
What is it? It's what we call the job graph. It's also what we call sort of like the physical plan.
Okay.
It's the actual sort of machine instructions to execute that
yep.
according to the big data analytics service.
Hmm.
Right? Now, I don't use this job. Someone else runs it. But
right.
you know, and often you're placed in a position of looking at a job that you didn't author.
Right.
And your very simple question, can I make it better?
Yep.
Right? How do you understand the nature of this job? Well, you may have noticed this interesting button at the bottom called this little play button.
Play button, yeah.
What could that possibly do? Remember the job ran for 3 hours.
Yep.
This is going to play back. We record every one of those vertexes, when it stopped, when it was started,
yeah.
if it had a problem. And we're playing it back in 30 seconds. And you can see already this one node here seems to be taking a while.
Yep.
Maybe that's an area for future investigation for optimization, right? And, oh, look here. Actually, I'll zoom in. You noticed something quite interesting. I'm going to zoom in, and you'll notice there's a little bit of orange here. What
yep,
happened there?
There's an orange at the end of that one, too.
Yeah,
what happened there?
So one piece of those vertexes actually had a problem, because maybe the machine the container was on had to get rebooted, or there was a router issue.
Right.
Well, what did the system do? It just routes around that problem.
Uh-huh.
So orange is fine. The job completed successfully. We just route around the problem. We let you know that happened.
Right, okay.
So the reason I bring this up is it helps show you how
yep.
resilient we are to network failure.
Right.
You didn't have to code around this. We did it for you.
Nice.
Right.
And what's the blue mean here?
The blue is those are the running pieces.
The running pieces. So
right? the green
done.
Is done.
Okay.
Right?
Yep. Okay. Oh. Succeeded, failed, running.
Exactly.
Okay.
So let me do one more thing. Sometimes you just don't even want to wait the 30 seconds. right?
Yeah.
So you know, I'm concerned about where I'm spending time.
Right.
Well, we use these heat map analysis under display here.
Okay.
A little execution time. And let me move the slider back. So we look, oops. Yeah. So as it gets more orange or red, that's where more time is being spent. And and you can look, oh yeah, this is the same one we looked at.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at it. Click the zoom in key. And let me scroll over a little bit.
Wow.
I'll scroll a little bit more because now the question is, now that I've found my hotspot, oops, I need to do, try to get rid of this thing. Let me back up. There we go. So this is an extract partition, right?
Yep, okay.
This, and forget what the name means, but extract really means I'm reading data.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Now notice the numbers. It said 385 vertexes. So out of this 1,000, a good chunk of them are there.
Right.
There's a lot of work there, right? On average, the vertexes took about 2.4 minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
And it was only about 8 billion rows.
Only.
Only. Only, right? Now the question is, intuitive question, can I make this job faster?
Yeah.
Now I said do 10 at a time. If I jump this number up to about 385, this total thing would have taken about 2.4 minutes.
The entire thing?
This entire...
So this is 2.4 minutes per...
Per vertex.
Per vertex. So right. If I jump that number up to 385, this entire thing would have run in...
This two part three, of it.
Yeah.
Right? Now the question is, have I overemphasized this part?
Yeah.
Have I overallocated parallelism? We help you understand that too.
Yeah.
So let me zoom back out. And we have so many developers that built the system that use it,
mm-hmm.
and they've developed expertise, right?
Yep.
We've baked that expertise into the tooling.
Oh, nice.
So if you go to diagnostics, we already pre-analyzed your job for you. There were no compiler warnings.
Okay.
The second one says none of the vertexes ran abnormally long. None of the vertexes ran out of memory. Sometimes if you're writing only C# code, you allocate too much memory,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Now the resource usage, there were no issues found. This job was actually pretty good. But we can explore ways of making it better.
Okay.
The first is, so this is really the parallelism. Let me, there's a bunch of debug data here. Let me hide them all. This is the stuff you should be seeing. I'll hide everything, actually. We asked for 10 units of parallelism.
Yep.
That's where there's a blue line at 10.
Okay.
Maybe a little hard to see, but that's the top.
Yep.
The red is the actual running vertexes. And you can see that we're kind of maxing it out.
Yeah.
So everything underneath the red is good, useful work. You're paying for something, you're getting
yep.
the best value. When it dips down, you're paying for this, but you're not getting useful work.
Yeah, right? Down here.
Yeah, this white area going down.
Yep.
Oh, it's above the red.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah.
But it's not
okay.
too bad. I mean, but the question is, can I get better?
Right.
Okay, so let's go to the modeler. Now, what this is telling me is like, hey, look, we've looked at what your job did, and we're kind of doing some heuristics and guessing. We think that if you were to allocate 408, this is the nature of your job. That's how we'd be running out of time, and it would take, that's about 850 seconds yeah, to run, right? Now the question is, I did 10, what should I really pay here? Because
right.
if I do 408, which is this line right about here,
yep.
you see how much waste there is?
Yep.
Right? Let's try a different number. Let's try 100. Ah, looks decent. Now it'll take 1,500 seconds, but there's less waste above the blue line.
Yep, okay.
Right? Or if I go back down to, let's say, 50, which would be a reasonable number, hey, that looks almost even better, right?
Hmm.
Right? I'm still taking longer, but I'm wasting less money doing it.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, the thing this I want to point out here is that when you have a big data thing, you don't know how to optimize. Now, we've given you one big slider,
yeah.
right, and a way of thinking about how the job breaks apart into vertexes. This helps you know if you get the most bang for your buck.
Yeah, yeah. I was just going to say, this gives me a very granular idea as yeah. where's that sweet spot for me to
That's
run,
right.
right?
Yeah. And now, this isn't perfect.
Yeah.
There's some heuristics, but it gives you a good sense of how to model the problem.
Right.
And this is how we're making big data optimization easier.
Yeah, okay.
Right? So especially when you're doing parallelism at 1,000 nodes, you want to make sure, right?
Yep,
you're
okay.
paying for something that's useful for you.
So if I were to run this again, let's say with yeah. with 50 nodes, and then yeah. go back, and that one area might not be red anymore because it didn't take that long.
Correct.
Or, right?
Correct. You'd see a different graph, and this we'd learn more about
we'll
it.
We'll learn more about yeah. it. Okay.
Always requires a little bit of experimentation.
Yeah.
But this really does help people. It makes them more productive doing
okay.
it.
Okay. But this is good because this allows me to get better insights into
yeah.
you know how what's the best way to run my job and what's the
yeah.
best.
And I didn't have to understand the script.
Oh, exactly.
right?
yeah. Well, but if I want to, I can go into that script if I want to.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. And sometimes for really big jobs, you need to take a look at the script, yeah. Right? But for the vast majority of cases, tools like this just help you.
Yeah, it does, because, you know, as a SQL person, right, I look at, you know, a lot of the DBAs out there, they're going to look at, you know, an execution plan, right, the query execution plan. There's the actual versus the estimated. This is very much similar to that, right?
Yes.
What is actually going on,
yes,
and what's taking so long and things like that. This is very something, this is useful for me to look at and really understand this kind of almost the same process from a big data perspective, right? I just ran a job. What's going on in my job? What took a long time? You know, and then look at the details of that job if I need to. This is great tooling because I can get insight into how do I make it better, how do I save money, where's that sweet spot for running this job, right? Mm-hmm. May take a little longer, but, you know, versus over, you know, this one took, you know, 3.4 hours, but I know that if I can dial it up or down,
yeah,
may take a little longer than I want, but I'm not going to, you know, that's that sweet spot.
Exactly.
Right. This is fantastic. Yeah,
this is everything we've learned from inside Microsoft.
Yeah.
They use this tool themselves. We're bringing it to the public.
To the public. Yeah. This is fantastic. And this is available in public preview?
It is available in public preview.
Woohoo! Yeah. Rock the house. All right. This is excellent. Man, this is, Savine, this is fantastic.
You're welcome.
This is fantastic. So what we'd like to do is have you come back and probably drill down a little deeper into some of these topics about how we can get very, you know, granular into this.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
Good. All right, Savine, thanks for coming.
Thank
this
you,
is
sir.
Appreciate it. Hey, everybody, we've got some. This is a great episode, and we were talking earlier. We got some great topics coming around Azure Data Lake, right, and that services. So, thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. Mm-hmm.